We continue Ketzer Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Netilas Yedayim Simen Mem Sif Yudalad. Also Lecha B'loy Netila. One may not eat without washing the hands. A filam writes Lichruch Yadav Amapa. Even if one wants to wrap his hands in a towel. V'imhu B'derech. If somebody is on the road, V'en Lemayim, and he doesn't have any water available. Im Yedei K'vidoy Derech Abba Milan Lefonov. If in the distance of 4 milen, and as the Bir Halacha tells us, distance doesn't necessarily measure in the amount of distance, but in amount of time. So Arba Milim is the amount of 72 minutes. And it means if you're driving, if there's water within 72 minutes in the direction in which you are traveling, a Mila Akhrav, or going the other direction, 18 minutes, Yim Tzumayim, he'll find water. You have to travel that distance in that direction to find the water. Will go backwards a mil. In order to find water. Somebody who's at home, it's considered la'achrov that he only has to go the distance of 18 mil. But even if in traveling that direction, he won't find water, or shem chabura, or he's together with a group, and he doesn't want to separate from that group. So he has any other situation that prevents him from washing his hands. He should put a towel around his hands, or he should put on gloves. Somebody who's on public transportation, another question is if he's going to have to get off, he's going to have to pay the fare again. There are people, there are those that say that's like traveling backwards, or that may even be that you don't have to get off. And those that say that if it's not a serious expense and not a serious bother, then you should get off in order to find water if you need to eat. When you're wrapping your hand, you should wrap both hands, even if you're only eating with one hand, and your hand should remain wrapped for the entire duration of the meal, even when you are not eating bread. But if you finish eating the bread part of the meal, but you haven't finished the meal, then you could take off the glove. Similarly, even though somebody's eating with silverware, fork, spoon, etc., he still has to wrap his hand. And if the food is wrapped, he's eating a sandwich, so then the halacha is we could be a little more lenient. If he's eating a sandwich, that he could wrap the sandwich, but better is to wrap the hand. Sif Tezvav. If somebody uses the bathroom before he eats, that he has to wash his hands to say that she yotzar. And he also has to wash his hands in order to eat. It brings up many questions. What's appropriate? He should wash his hands first. For example, as we learned in our previous share, don't use a cup. Just have your hands directly under the sink. Or Ketzer Shulchan Aruch says, have some water on one hand, and then use that water for both hands. If you nag them hatev, then dry your hands well. And then make a bracha shiyotzar. And afterwards, yitol yadav kedin netilas yadayim lasuda. Then he should wash his hands properly from netilas yadayim. Vivarcha netilas yadayim. It's appropriate that before you wash your hands for eating, that you should make your hands tamei, touch a part of your body which is not normally concealed, and therefore there's certainly a chiv of netilas yadayim. Sif tezai, misha b'emtza suda. If somebody during the meal, noga b'mekoymus ha-mechusim, touched a part of his body that is normally covered, or shechichei chirosha, or scratched his head, or shish demayim hu. Sif tezai, misha b'emtza suda, noga b'mekoymus ha-mechusim. Somebody during the meal touch part of the body which is normally covered, a shechich barosh, or he scratched his head, shish demayim, or he urinated, tzarch litl yod apam shenis, he should wash his hands a second time, avaloy yivarch lehim, but he doesn't make an atilas Yadayim. The Chenefila also Tzrachav, he went to the bathroom completely. The Natal Yadabam Sasuda, and he washed his hands. And Tzrachav Arach Natilas Yadayim. Ha'echad Davashat Tabula B'mashkev Siv Yadzayin, if you eat something which is normally a fruit or a vegetable that is normally eaten by dipping them into a liquid, or shemashke bar mashke or machel, or the fruit or vegetable got wet, v'adayin hulach min hamashke, and it's still so wet that if somebody or something touches it, they will get wet. Apish enu negev makam mashke, even though he's not actually touching the wet part, v'kam makam tzarech litol yad v'tchila, he should wash his hands before he eats this fruit or vegetable that's wet. Raklo yivarech al tilas yadayim, he need not make a bracha al tilas yadayim. Says the Kitzur Shechnar v'haber mekilim b'davazeh. Many people are lenient with this halacha. Avkal yirish shemayim, anyone who is a yirish shemayim, yesh lelach malatzmai, should be careful to wash his hands this way. But the Pesukim do say that we don't have to have all of the chumras that we've been speaking about, Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. Sif Yudches. Mashkelin Yinzeh, what is considered a liquid? Heim Shiva, five. Elohein, Yayin, wine, V'kechemtz Yayin, wine vinegar, and the same thing would be grape juice, Dvash, Dvoirim, bee honey, Shem and Zayis, olive oil, Cholov, milk, U'bechal Zah, Mei Cholov, which is whey. However, melted cheese is not considered milk, nor is yogurt considered milk. Tau is dew. Dam shel behem chai v'oif, the blood of any animal. V'anik shochel refu, otherwise we of course may not eat blood. Ayim and water. When we have a beverage which is mostly water, for example coffee or tea, there are those that say it's considered water because it's primarily water. A soda would be the same. And some say that since it has a name, coffee, tea, soda, it's not considered water anymore. The simonim and these seven beverages, to remember them, yad shochatam. Aval shamei peiris, when we speak about fruit juice, afil makom shurigilim lasois mashkim l'shtiyah mischitas eze peiris, in a place where fruit juice is used as a drink, elam dim mashkel en yinzeh, it's not considered a mashkel. Sif yutes peiris shem rukochem besukar, if you have fruits that are coated with sugar, and it's from the Tilas Yadayim, they're only in the Tilas Yadayim, sugar is not considered a liquid. The juice that comes out, the moisture that comes out of the fruit, is not considered a mashka, because she may perish. The considered fruit juice that we just said doesn't have a din of a mashka. If the fruit is covered with honey, im nikrush advash hetev, if the honey is solidified as yotz meklal mashka, it's not considered a mashka anymore. V'nasa oichel, it's considered a food. V'ein atzrich netilas yadayim, and there's no need for netilas yadayim. Avol im loy nikrush hetev, if the honey has not hardened, ela nisavamat, you have a coating. However, v'dayim huniger, it's still liquidy. Tzrichem netilas yadayim. V'kein chema, butter. Shibachlal cholav imikrusha, it's considered milk. If it's solidified, ain't a mashka, it's not considered a beverage, rak oichel. Aval imenamuch, if the butter is melted, harei mashka, it's considered a liquid. Sifchof, dvarm shadakam echlam beloy kaf amazlik. Food that is normally eaten without a fork or a spoon. Afil oichel ayde kaf amazlik, he particularly is eating them with a spoon or a fork. Tzarech netilas yadayim. Aval, dovish ein da'ak lechel rak aidei kaf. Something that's only eaten with a spoon. Kigoyin levivis kiyoytz b'zeh. The cane, peris mekochem b'dvash, or fruit with honey. B'mokom she'ein da'ak lechel rak aidei kaf. By mazlik, where these fruits are only eaten with a spoon or a fork, and a tzarech netilas yadayim is not required. Sifchaf alef, melech, Shanasa miyai mayim, salt that's made from evaporation of water, have b'chamayim, it's considered water. Kamayim apishin nekrushu, the water, even though it's solidified, layotz b'chamashka, it's still considered a beverage. Somebody who dips radishes or any other type of vegetables in this type of salt, tzarech natil shidayim. Yayin tzraf, alcoholic beverages, shenas metu that's made out of grain or meperis or from fruits, ain't a mashka l'inzeh, it's not considered a mashka. But again, the question that we discussed before, if it's mostly water, then maybe it has a din of water. It's only the evaporation, the steam of the grain or the fruit.
If the water is not the majority, it's not considered water.
If somebody dips something into it, and this question comes up, some people dip cake or biscuits into it, then the halach is ene tzarech natil shidayim. Avo yayin tzraf, if we have a alcoholic beverage, nasim menachatzanim fazogim, that are made out of the skins or the pits, or menashmarim of the lee or the sediment shel yayin, that is considered a derivative of wine. And if wine is considered a mashka, nira, that these two are considered, these type of alcoholic beverages are considered a mashka.